in the sort of southeastern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. When I was in the Army, I was stationed at Fort Knox for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I had a son in law down there for 2 years, no major ever kicked him out.
Yeah, I don't understand the sign, really. That's Interstate 75 there.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What I couldn't find, Mount Vernon.
Yeah, so just south of Lexington, almost due south.
Mm-hmm. And grandfather, there's where grandmother came from,
mm-hmm.
Mount Vernon. And he came from another county, so my cousin said.
Mm-hmm.
Forward and helped dig a tunnel there.
For the railroad? Or?
For a railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they got married. And that was quite an old family, Pointer family.
Mm-hmm.
Slave owners and such. And community stores. And grandma's brother, one of them stayed.
Mm-hmm.
And when some relatives went down, he wouldn't put all his money in Mount Vernon Bank, he'd take it over here to crab watching. Now that was hearsay that I got from other nephews.
So he moved to Indiana about what time?
He got in, grandfather?
Mm-hmm.
He spent 3 years in Nebraska and burned out with the hot winds.
Mm-hmm.
And came back in a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
When my mother was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And over here on the Gifford Road, the house is gone now, but I got to see the house that my grandparents lived in. Mother lived there. Oh, it's 12, 14 years old, someplace in there.
Mm-hmm. So Gifford's just north of here.
Yeah, over this way.
Mm-hmm. That's right, this way.
And she went to town
mm-hmm.
the 2 summers that they were building the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And of course at the dinner table she told a lot of stories about it. And us boys, my brother and I, would make fun of her, you know, about the dogfish parking at the dredge boat and what the windmill pumping water for the courthouse. There was a windmill. And there was an old photographer. His place was disposed of, and a barber bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And he got those tintypes out and took the Main Street pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And the state bank asked him for them, and so he furnished them for him, and they put them on calendars.
Yeah.
And those courthouse pictures came out on that calendar, and there the windmill was, just like Mother described it.
Oh.
Windmill sitting in the courtyard.
Uh-huh.
And they used an A-frame to lift those stones up with.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Uncle tell them about that it took a lot of leverage to lift those large stones up. And they'd build a tremendous A-frame
mm-hmm.
and prop it against the building
mm-hmm.
or near the building and pull that stone up and go right up the wall and set over in place.
Huh.
So if you're in Rensselaer sometime, up about 30 feet, you look and see how large the stone is.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's like the pyramids or something. Trying to get a big stone. What year were you born yourself?
14.
So 1914?
Yeah.
Okay. So that means you're, 60, I have my addition, 63 right now.
Yeah, the 10th of next month.
Mm-hmm. How much formal schooling did you have?